You're listening to Advent Art, a podcast series telling the Advent story through four fascinating paintings on display at the National Gallery in London. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelisation, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
One of the major and central characters in the whole Gospel story, of course, is John the Baptist. And here we are in front of a panel telling the story of John the Baptist. The first one deals with his birth. The second deals with his going out into the desert. The third tells of his baptism of Christ. And the fourth, of course, of his own tragic death as a martyr when he was beheaded by Herod. Interestingly, these four quite small panels once were round a pulpit. The reason why that's interesting, of course, is John the Baptist is the great preacher, the one who announces the coming of the Messiah. And so each one of these pictures is also about announcing the coming of Christ. Now, the one that we're particularly interested in is the first one, which is the panel which depicts the birth of the Baptist. And what's interesting, of course, these are paintings from about 1450s, but they still have almost the quality of an icon about them. So their features and their design and the figures in them, although they still have they're beginning to have naturalistic qualities, are still quite iconographic, still quite stylized. And you see that particularly in Elizabeth, who's lying in her bed with her hand on her head, resting her head on her hands. And that's a sign that she is engaged in meditation, in contemplation of what has just happened. The child John is there with the midwife being bathed. There's a wonderful little detail of another maid or family person warming the blanket over by the fire. So it's also quite homely with these details. And of course, in the corner is Zachariah, his father. And what is he doing? He is writing the name of the child. He shall be called John, the name that the angel gave him. Christopher, I mean, would you agree about that idea of the changing picture nature of the whole thing, with the gestures being stylized, but at the same time there's a new sort of realism coming in?
I think you're right, and I think pointing out that the maid with the very natural thing of wanting to warm the bath towel after the little wash in that tiny little bowl, I think is important. I think what strikes me again is the age of Zechariah and Elizabeth. When you look at Elizabeth, you can see that, you know, she's weary. While she's in meditation, nevertheless, there is the reality of her age and Zechariah. And here is a son that is looking at his father. Again, the father giving the name that will, you know, kind of give quality and value to his ministry and his worth. That he's going to be the one who, as the angel reminded Elizabeth and Zechariah in the temple, that he would be the one who would announce the coming Messiah, the one who would set them free. And I think what is Elizabeth meditating upon, I suppose it's always dangerous to surmise or even to presume, but maybe there is that sense of pondering, as Mary ponders in St. Luke's Gospel, what is going to become of her son. And I think we're in a very fortunate position, because looking at the series of paintings from the predella, that we can see where that story goes.
I think that's right. These very homely details, I think, are also important, because we're meant to look at these. They're meant to draw us into prayer and to invite us, like Elizabeth, to contemplate the mystery that we're engaged in. But the homely details say that we have a place, that it's not a completely stylized, removed, abstract way of thinking about it or engaging it. It's saying, no, this is something that's really happening in history. And we can identify, you know, the bowl that holds the water. We can identify these gestures, which we would have recognized from just our normal life. Also, the above Elizabeth on her bed are all of these figures that are painted. And I just wonder if those are the processions of all the holy men and women before her, because, of course, they all stand within this great tradition of men and women who have kept God's promise and for whom God has been real, and so they brought him into the world.
And I think that's where we find our place, is we are the bearers of God's promise, And we're invited, I think, even through John's message of repentance and conversion, that we are once again being invited into that promise and into that truth, into that life and into that love.
Advent Art is a joint production by cliftondiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the multi-award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. We'd like to pass on our thanks to the National Gallery for all their help in making this series. Why not visit the Gallery's excellent website at nationalgallery.org.uk.